Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria in Mbombela 29, Johannesburg 27.
Got big issues with the taxi services in both Gauteng and Ekurhuleni today. The taxi services across both areas likely to be disrupted. It is a Santaco stay away underway.
Die Activists and Citizens Forum sê president Cyril Ramaphosa het die mense van Suid-Afrika in die steek gelaat. Dit volg na inwoners van Westbury in Johannesburg, Gauteng, die week die strate ingevaar het oor 'n gebrek aan skoon drinkwater en ander basiese dienste. Dennis Bloem van die forum voer aan dat toestande onder Ramaphosa se leierskap vererger het.
The people of Westbury is not the only people that are always in the streets burning tires to protest for basic services. President Ramaphosa has asked questions at the so-called national dialogue, questions that he is supposed to answer.
Die organisasie teen belastingmisbruik het bevestig dat hulle regstappe in die Hooggeregshof in Johannesburg sal voorsit om die voormalige uitvoerende hoof van Johannesburg Property Company, Helen Botus, as 'n onbevoegde direkteur te laat verklaar. Botus beplan om die aansoek te verdedig wat poog om te verhoed dat sy in die toekoms enig direkteurskap kan bekleer. ATA se Stephanie Fick.
Ons hou haar ook aanspreeklik vir haar rol in JPC se onwettige COVID-19 verkrygings. Die stad Johannesburg en JPC het Botus die dag na ATA ons saak aangekondig het as JPC-direkteur verwyder. Ons hoop nie die stad of JPC betaal vir haar regskostes nie.
Die DA in Limpopo sê onwettige sandmynbou langs die Sandrivier benadeel die omgewing en die watergehalte en boere se lewensbestaan. Boere en landelike gemeenskappe ondervind ernstige probleme met besproeiing en toegang tot water. Die party sê dit lyk asof baie bedrywighede die behoorlike openbare deelnameproses omseil het. Die DA-lid Jacques Small.
Enige onwettige verwydering van sand beskadig hierdie natuurlike filtrasiestelsel onherstelbaar, put grondwatertafels uit en stel dit bloot en benadeel beide die hoeveelheid en gehalte van beskikbare waterbronne.
Die Verenigde Nasies is se sekretaris-generaal Antonio Guterres sê Israel se eerste stappe vir 'n militêre oorname van Gaza stad is 'n nuwe en gevaarlike fase en waarskynlik teen verwoestende gevolge. Volgens berigte is minstens 62,260 mense, insluitend kinders, sedert Oktober 2023 dood in Israel se aanval op Gaza.
Gaza is piled with rubble, piled with bodies, and piled with examples of what may be serious violations of international law. Hostages taken by Hamas and other groups must be released. Civilians must be protected. And let's be clear, the levels of death and destruction in Gaza are without parallel in recent times.
En in Gauteng word daar vandag mooi warm weer verwag. Pretoria 29, Johannesburg 27, Emlangeni 26, Mbombela, Polokwane en Rustenburg 29. En indien jy reis Kaapstad 19, Mbeka 20, Durban en Bloemfontein 25. Ek is Emil Pinaar, our top story this hour. Activists and Citizens Forum accused Ramaphosa of failing citizens.
Hey, you sound like you're wide awake today. Can I borrow some of that, please?
Anytime.
Mia Nies, oh yeah, we got the half-past headlines and everything. Nice competities op die lug vandag. You know, they've just dumped us in the deep end, and here we go. And when I say us, it's me and Josh and Isaiah, the early risers here at Jacaranda FM. I'll tell you the one lacquer thing about, because we're back at Zebula still. For where we've been for our team build for the last 48 hours. And one of the nicest things about doing an outside broadcast from a place like Zebula is that at 5:30 a.m. you can order your cappuccinos, your flat whites, your Americanos. They're brought on a tray, and I'm like, okay. This isn't quite the version of Skrikwakker that I had in mind, but it's close enough. Good morning.
More music you love all day on.